The difference between beer and your opinion. I actually asked for the beer. This is the perfect pour.
Woo! Da 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 da. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. I am Mikey.
I am Orange Nick. Oh, we lost him again.
It's my favorite thing to do.
That's why he goes away every other week, so he can do that joke.
I'm Matt. I'm here.
It's a bearded brewer. Oh, shit.
We're losing
Mikey's
equipment
already
already.
Dropping
that's
shit.
That's our soundboard here.
Great.
And we're here to talk about beer, craft beer, and to be more specific, real specific, probably more indie beer. I'm going to guess. We're going to talk about it. We're going to drink it. We're going to give you ones to maybe give you a heads up on some beers to look out for. And we're going to listen to listeners, give us feedback, and tell us what the hell they're doing.
Could really go for a Kieran right about now.
And so there. Get ready for it.
Because it's owned by AB InBev now?
Further than that.
Okay.
They now are craft beer because they bought a brewery.
I thought,
right? That's how that works. You buy a craft brewery, so now you're craft beer?
Yeah.
That's how things work.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
See, confusing beer questions lie ahead for you if you stick around and listen to the Perfect Pour. First, we have already started drinking. That is our tailgating.
That explains it.
Yep, that explains some things. A beer from Todd-a-Lod, which Todd-a-Lod's a San Diego listener. San Diegan area guy, dude, cool bro. But he sent us a New Glarus Wisconsin beer, the Wisconsin Belgian Red. It is with cherries, Wisconsin ale brewed with cherries. It's a world champion.
Oh, I did not pick up the cherries on that. I knew it was
what
fruits,
yep.
Fruit.
Dude, sweetness. I totally picked up the cherries.
But that's a problem. Straight up breakfast beer right there.
Ooh,
that's
breakfast beer.
It's a wake and bake, as they say in the. Cannabis world.
I opened it early because for producer Becky because she saw that in the beer fridge and was like, "Well, that's a cherry beer. You know I like cherry beers." And I was like, "That's honey. That's for the show. I'm sorry."
Oh, you put the smack down.
Yeah, but it's her birthday week, so I opened it early. So without authorization from anybody.
Nice.
God damn it.
We'll allow it.
Do we mean anything to you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So, I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Quite all right with donating.
Even though it has Belgian in the name, I still was fine with it.
Belgian. It hides.
I had two of them. I had two.
Whoa.
So that says something.
Two sippers.
And this other one we're having now, we're enjoying now out of Bearded Brewer's trusty mountain growler / thermos.
Yeah, it's my dual wall growler that I've dropped on the ground, so it has a big ass dent in the side now.
Nice.
But anyways,
what is this we're having?
Double wall with light bars.
It is technically a double dry hopped blood orange IPA. So
it's nice. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like citrus IPAs, so.
Yeah, so IPA with citrus flavor and a lot of hops. Which is basic description.
It's good.
Yeah. The hops hide pretty well behind the freshly squeezed juiciness of it.
Yeah.
Very, very fresh citrus taste.
Yeah, definitely that orange peel zest is there.
Sorry about my mic. I'm readjusting it. I know it's annoying.
Readjusting mic.
Yeah, we have little gnomes squeezing fresh blood orange into every growler.
I believe it.
Fresh blood orange.
The river of hops.
Not the blood of gnomes.
Oh, I
was gnomes are confused. Squeezing blood orange.
Gnome blood.
Gnome blood.
Made with real gnome blood.
Organic.
Brought to you by Morbeer.
It's organic gnome blood.
So there, non-GMO you're caught gnomes. Caught up with the beer. More beer to come. But now it's time to figure out what the hell culturally has been going on in beer the past week.
Culturally.
Culture!
I have no coasters this week.
You guys...
Oh, yeah. Coasters didn't get out.
Coaster shortage, sorry.
Coaster shortage.
To go over the shelf.
If you have any coasters, feel free to ship them to us.
Yeah.
Now we're those people. I get those emails all the time. Hi, I'm from Norway. Please send me coasters.
They email Tauga?
Yeah.
Nice.
I want coast.
I collect bottle caps from overworld.
All over the world.
Bottle caps.
Lame. Do they give you a self-addressed at least?
No.
No, they're just like, an email. Send it.
If they send a self-addressed envelope, we will mail stuff back.
There you go. But, listener from overseas.
But yeah, no, if you just collect. Send us an email, say, hey, I write the email.
I write email, so now you give.
Send something to Czech Republic. No.
Just a pro tip. Just say you're a podcast, and they might actually, you know, no. might actually do it.
We say screw those guys.
I have pod. Yes. I have sound making show.
Big time talk cast.
Big time.
We make talk words cast.
Number five podcast.
Here's a
from Limousine. And
here's a question for you guys. This is some
L-Tunes. We are on L-Tunes.
God damn it. Here's those tangents again. I'm trying to stay on topic here.
Hey, get ready, man.
Time is
up. You go away a week.
I don't
know if there was one tangent last week.
Yeah. We could not.
It's ridiculous.
Come up with a decent tangent whole episode.
You guys didn't talk about anything interesting either.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Thought our twist off segment was rather lively.
Can you guys name a brewery that's distributed to all 50 states?
What is Heinekenitis.
Nope. Ooh. Well, I mean, you may be saying correct answers, but I'm looking for one specifically.
Oh, okay. It's not the one you're looking for. That was probably right, but Sierra Nevada?
I'm talking craft beer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sierra Nevada?
They primarily, you really only find their stuff in cans.
Boston Beer Company?
Cans.
I don't even think they make bottles.
50 State Rebel.
This one doesn't make bottles?
And they're known for their Stovetop series.
Is it that one that East Coast old, Lagunitas? No. No, that old East Coast one that's like the oldest brewer ever?
No.
No, that probably wouldn't mail 50 Yingling. States. Yingling, that's what I was looking for.
Yingling.
You guys give up?
It's Wales.
Wait, bro.
Oscar Blues.
What? Oh. Yeah, I read that somewhere. I just wanted to let the bit go.
Yeah. We're getting good with our bits lately.
Yeah.
So Oscar Blues has now announced that they're going international. They've already said, we got all 50 states. So.
Had it. They're all U.S. Had it.
So they're planning to launch in Puerto Rico, Spain, Chile, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Belgium by the end of 2016, and Brazil, New Zealand, and Japan in 2017.
Jeez, sounds complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so chances are...
Because they made that little deal with... Like, wasn't it Cigar City? They did, like, some... There's some sort of... Not... Maybe it wasn't Cigar
Oscar
City.
Oscar Blues is currently available in all 50 U.S. states, Washington, D.C., the United Kingdom, Ireland, Sweden, and parts of Canada and Australia.
Wow, so they're already gone international.
Jeez.
But...
Oscar Blues, you're too big for us now.
Greedy
bastards.
So now they're probably just going to remind us that they're still craft beer and everywhere.
Every effing where.
I just bleeped myself.
You guys bleeper. Happy?
Bleeping bleepers.
Wow. So Oscar Blues, no longer cool.
Big beer.
Big beer blues.
National beer.
So we're all familiar with Lagunitas. They have the Born Yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I remember that back in the day, sure.
I don't know if this came before, after, ha ha ha. But I noticed on the Goldstein's chalkboard that Faction has a Born Today, the triple IPA. So I don't know which one was first.
Shot in the dark. I didn't try it,
but that's some news.
Pretty sure that's after, you know.
Somebody did that to get back at the other. I know that much.
Born Today.
That's right.
Think of that.
This isn't a day old.
It's hours old. It's
hours old.
Mm-hmm.
Minutes. Really.
So does somebody race a keg down to Goldstein's from Faction?
I think they do.
Wow.
From my understanding, Faction and Fieldwork is pretty much just like a straight slingshot straight into Fresno.
Old logger slough.
They have a slough.
They don't even sit in the warehouse.
It's like just the old log slough. There's this beer slough from the Bay Area.
From my understanding,
can they throw a couple of Russian River kegs in that on that slough? Not that there's anything wrong with the field work, I'm just saying.
My understanding, same day delivery. They'll drive up, pick them up, drive them back.
Wow.
Wait, we're not done kegging. The hose is still attached.
I'm leaving.
The gas pump. The hose like just flopping out there.
Yep.
It's like a $900 fine, guys, just so you know. Don't leave.
How'd you figure that out, Mike?
I have no idea.
How do you know this?
Don't know.
Who told you this?
I've done that once in my life at the Chevron across from the Valero in San Diego.
Nice.
I didn't want to get gas at the Valero, apparently. I got gas at the Chevron across the street, and I was so excited to get over to the Valero with all the beer. I drove off with the fucking thing in there, and luckily it just popped out. It didn't do any damage.
Gushers.
And I was actually able to just stop and put it back into place, and it was fine, thankfully.
Just hit some tape. You're like, oh, it's good.
I'd have been like, souvenir.
I duct tape it.
Souvenir, right?
Yeah, see you later.
Sucker.
I'll be across the street.
You'll never find me.
In the beer cave, you'll never find me. I just speed across the street. He's right there.
You should have just found the nearest Prius and put it. Put the gas nozzle on that, and then taken off.
Yep. Here.
Yep.
I would expect that from somebody that drives a Prius.
Yeah. Stupid Prius. Hey, look at the... And then I just go, hey, look at the guy at the gas in the Prius. Ah, idiot.
What a jerk.
Wait, where are we? Beer?
Oh,
beer.
What are we doing?
Beer.
Yeah, so there you go.
Go to the Valero in San Diego off the I-5. You know the one. It's got a beer cave.
Yeah. It's the one next to the broken gas pump.
It's got burritos and beer cave.
That's the greatest thing ever. And a
car wash. Car wash, burritos, beer cave, gas. That's all you would need in a town.
Mm.
If they have a post office inside, boom, done. Maybe a dentist's office.
Who are you going to send a postcard to from the beer cave?
Oh. Santa.
They have
Santa.
Santa, beer. Come here before you come to my house. Just come here.
Everything I want is in this man cave, in the beer cave. All the things I want in the world are right here.
They are here.
Come to the address on this postcard.
Valero, San Diego. What else is going on? What happened? What did you do?
This
down into a spiral of nothingness.
All right. The next trend in craft beer. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Yes.
I'm intrigued.
That's my prediction.
I like sandwiches. Beer sandwiches?
There's not enough beer and sandwich shops.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
You're saying correct.
Sandwich shops.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the issue is there's only so many liquor licenses to go around.
Yes.
How hard is it? You
don't need a sandwich license.
You're
looking at this all wrong, Mikey.
How hard is it to create a new liquor license? Does that even happen? Does the pool stay the same liquor licenses in the town?
Beer and wine seems usually obtainable. It's the liquor.
Right.
Liquor.
Well, yeah, screwed liquor. Beer and wine license, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Wine and sandwiches? I could do that too.
Yeah.
I was sitting at Piemonte's going, damn, I wish they had beer here.
Yeah, nice sandwich. Italian beer.
They do sell beer.
Oh, you cannot drink on premises.
Yeah.
Oh, they do sell it? You just can't drink it there?
Yeah, it's beer to go.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Do they have Piedmonts or whatever? What's that Italian beer?
Italian beer, probably. Peroni.
Perdoni?
Probably.
it would be a hell of a mess up if they didn't.
Yeah. Well, you're right, though. We need more beer sandwich shops.
I think burgers and pizza still great. Don't worry. Don't get me wrong. I'm not condemning those, but we have plenty.
Tom from SD or from 3B Zine, Hop Tom. He was on the latest 3B Zine is talking about being at GABF and in Denver, and that there's this place in Denver. It's a famous biscuit place.
Okay.
Amazing biscuit place, and they have beer.
Beer so and
that's
biscuits.
Kind of in your.
That makes my stomach.
They have breakfast beer.
That's a heavy meal. You can have a
breakfast
beer
and with your biscuit.
Big old fat biscuits and bloaties. I don't know.
Fill you up.
Yeah. That's taking up beer space.
Fill you up nice. Oh, yeah. Taking up beer space, biscuit.
Beer space.
Soak up the beer and get out. Make room.
Soak up the headache.
Yeah. And then get out and make room for my beer.
Speaking of GABF, Mike.
What about it?
Do you think we'd be drinking gold?
Gold!
I love gold. Gold medal winning, second chance.
Oh,
Tabula Rasa.
Yeah, last week. Too bad beer to prove.
No, he did not get to drink gold.
There's still more in the fridge.
Damn it.
Don't tell him. Don't tell Matt there's still more in the fridge. Yeah, we were drinking gold medal winning beer and didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it. Had it.
Wish
didn't
I had
even know
gold
it.
Medal.
I'm sure. I never get paid in gum.
Yeah, we might have to break one out just so a beer can out. Have.
I think you have something in front of you, though.
Oh. Oh, you're wanting to go. You want to go? Let's go. All right. There was a beer that came out recently. I think it's recent anyway, but
at least
one we noticed anyway. It's called I Miss the Old Kanye.
I thought those got pulled.
We were laughing about that. Yeah. We were like, oh my God, we got to have this beer. That name is ingenious. It's an Imperial Brett Porter. And Todd Allod, this is a Todd Allod week, apparently. Whoa. Todd Allod somehow had one and sent it to the show. So this is I Miss the Old Kanye from who makes this? I forget now. So
is that Stillwater?
It does look Stillwatery. Yep, you're right. You got it right. Bearded Brewer Stillwater beer.
Yep, still got it.
I Miss the Old Kanye, Brett Porter. Really need a board op.
I love gold.
I want this to be.
I like the way you pour it.
It looks weird. Imperial Porter, Brett Porter. That scares me.
Brett doesn't necessarily mean sour.
Different aroma.
Middle pour.
Ooh, but it could be.
You got bottom pour. Well, is that still middle pour?
Yeah, we're still above the.
Yeah, where's middle pour end and bottom pour begin?
So, if Brett is kept,
I'm saying on that ridge right here at the bottom, that's where the bottom pour begins.
Oh, that becomes bottom pour.
If you go way back to when we had Tommy from House of Pendragon on, he demonstrated that if you keep Brett like really cold, probably he mentioned like close to like freezing temperatures, that it will not sour, but it will still continue to do things to the beer, which is, I think, what something that this happened. There's Brett yeast used, but not as in it's going to make a sour punch you in the face beer. There's a little something, a little funky in there.
There's something weird in there, bro.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Candy sweetness.
Something I'm not accustomed to.
This will make tomorrow unpleasant for anybody behind you.
I don't know about this, Stillwater. Freaking genius name, though.
Simple and to the point.
You got us with that name.
It got some traction.
Thank you, Todd Alab.
Oh, nice. They used the old parental advisory sticker.
What else is going on out there?
Pumpkin beers.
don't upset.
Oh, yeah.
Don't upset Matt.
Just wait for my bin caught. I drink a pumpkin beer?
Hey, did you look at my notes?
PorchDrinking.com released a list of not only pumpkin beers, but variety of styles of pumpkin beers. There's more than just pumpkin beer now. Not so much pumpkin
beer. What? There's like pumpkin beer IPA?
Yeah, there's...
I've never had one of those.
You should.
Probably.
There's dessert pumpkin beers. There's pumpkin stouts.
Where's the pumpkin IPA?
You haven't made it yet.
It's a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. The great IPA pumpkin. This is the worst segment ever.
Yes.
In history.
Here we go. The best pumpkin beers of 2016. Barely There Pumpkin Flavor is the first category.
No, now you got Beer Bird's attention.
Balanced Pumpkin and Spice.
There's no such thing.
Sour or Vegetal.
Vegetal. It's a very vegetal.
Vegetal.
Vegemite. On the darkest side. Fluffy Pumpkin Vanilla Porter from Odyssey Brewing. Crypt Keeper Pumpkin Porter. And Some Like It Spiced. Here's Matt's category.
Love that allspice, bro.
And Some Like It Really, Really Boozy. So there you go. There's all the different categories of pumpkin beers.
And remember
they
those.
They list the best ones in each category. Rumpkin from Boulder. Avery Brewing Company. So they go through a whole list of all the different... But who knew there were actual categories to pumpkin beer now?
That's how big it is.
I'll be looking out for some pumpkin beers here.
Yeah,
you go for that. You do it. More power to you. The more you know.
It's America.
Kern River makes a pumpkin.
Heidi Ho.
That one I'm looking out for. The Kern River's pumpkin. Yeah. I remember that being good.
Mad Trees, the Great Pumpkin. Nice job, PorchDrinking.com. Way to bring it around.
Did you guys hear that some good news in the health department, beer health department? As much for you, Nick.
Oh.
A medical study was done, and IPAs are the best, basically the best. If you're going to have an alcoholic beverage, IPA is the best for your liver. They tested it with mice, and apparently what causes liver cancer is fat that builds up in the liver, and that fat usually comes from, you know, alcohol.
Yeah.
And the hard alcohol is the worst for it. And then, but they discovered that the hoppier the beer, the less fat was produced, i.e. less chance of cancer with the hoppy beer. So your least chance of liver disease is drinking hoppy beer.
Them seshes,
of all the, in comparison to all the other alcohols, hoppy beer is your best choice for health.
So next time your doctor tells you to have a salad, like, oh, I drink IPA.
No, I drink IPAs. It's fine. I'm fine.
Fine.
They'll also give you boobs.
Yeah, they do that too. I mean, come on. That's the way God works. Boobs. He can't just give you something cool like, oh, IPAs, easy on the liver. Cool. Awesome. Also, they give you boobs. What? What did you say? Nothing. Keep drinking. Okay?
Moobs.
Then you got to get a bro.
It's a man's ear. It's a man's ear.
Wait, who was it? Kramer that wanted bro? and Jerry's actually, dad that won at Manzier. Yeah.
I think that sounds about right.
I'm now self-conscious about my IPA boobs.
Yeah. Well, you're stout. You got a stout chest.
Stout chest.
Yeah, manly stout chest. Yeah. You're fine. Just I've got a
fat liver.
I've got IPA boobs.
Stout gut.
Tired of your IPA boobs? Oh, no. Try a stout.
Well, maybe if you just drink 50-50, you're set.
You're like,
a little liver damage.
Less, just a little liver damage, but still got manly chest.
Cutting back on them moobs. Summer moobs.
Yeah. Summer bod.
Because, I mean, what good is a healthy liver if you got these boobs and no chicks want to be with you? I mean, really, think about it.
Don't you love my boobs?
Well, I also want to give a message out before I forget.
Oh.
Talking about 3B Zines last show, they said, Chew Your Beer was asking if they would ever come on the Perfect Bore. And they're like, well, we haven't been asked. And that area, he was asked, would you ever come up to Fresno and be on the Perfect Pour?
And they said no.
They're like, no. They said, we haven't been asked. If we're asked, they would. Whoa. So we're saying, when you come up to Fresno, you're on the Perfect Pour.
Dang.
We'll figure it out. All right.
Please come on a Wednesday.
Where I had Greg from SD Beer Talk has come up. So you want you get a little couple days for a beercation. That's
Santana Jim.
That's all you need. Yeah.
Yeah. Fresno's kind of like California Adventure. You really only need a day and a half.
You only need a day pass.
Yeah.
One day pass. You're good.
What's open before 11 a.m.? Well,
Denny's.
Well, what kind of beer is Denny have?
Now there's that one bar on Blackstone. Ooh. Just south of Shaw.
The Brig.
The Brig.
Oh, yeah.
Brig's open early.
Is the Brig open at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, because Reps is gone. It's a taco shop now.
Oh, okay. Well, the Star, back in the old day, the Stardust used to be a 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. bar.
Nice.
It was only closed for 4 hours. Briefly closed.
They'd close it, power wash the place.
Yep. Basically, the guy that closed was leaving as the guy that's opening comes in. Hey, Hal. Hey, John. Good morning.
Another
Good
day,
night.
Another day, another dollar, right? Yep.
I think the Green Olive and Visalia might be one of those bars, too. Six to two bar. Well, is there anything else going on in the culture?
Culture.
No? No?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, Riley's is now open.
Local culture.
If you're into that.
Riley's Brewing out of Madera, California is opening up a satellite tap room in Clovis, California.
A brew pub.
Okay, are they going to actually brew beer there?
They have equipment on display, but it doesn't mean it's usable.
I'm not sure if it's going to be
working. It's actually usable. Whether someone wants to use it or not is another question.
Oh, yeah.
But it's functioning equipment.
Mm-hmm.
They have a glycol chiller and everything.
Wow.
What the hell is that?
Cold. Makes cold beer.
The unit that sits on the roof looks like an actual air conditioner, and it circulates a liquid called glycol, which is a food-safe antifreeze that runs through pipes around tanks to keep them temperature-controlled.
Oh. The more you know.
Boom, 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 and they do have a cold transfer machine, too.
Oh, you got to have those nowadays. Yeah. Everybody has to have a cold transfer machine.
Mm-hmm. Theirs uses teleportation. They teleport the beer from one tank to the other, though. It's future, man.
Teleportation.
We have some. You can email us. You don't always have to voicemail us. You can just simply email us. Brian in Florida. Brian from Florida.
Who?
Emailed us. He was asking us a question. I don't know that we've heard about it, but this might be more for send out to the listeners that maybe heard about this, that his buddy keeps sending him links to a message board that has rumors alleging that Northern Brewer and Midwest Homebrew Supply, I guess these are, you know, brewing supplies, home brewing supply places up there, have been acquired by AB InBev, secretly acquired by AB InBev.
Oh, so now we're getting the secret acquisition.
But he can't find anything about this officially on an official website, but that there's several Facebook boards or message boards stating that these two home brewing companies have been bought by AB InBev, you know, as their world domination keeps happening. But
so
there's nothing official, but like they bought it on the dark internet and not saying anything.
I guess that could be possible.
So, yeah, but it just goes to show you they are out to conquer the market like everybody thought. If they're doing things secretly now,
they're buying, and it's quietly buying supply, you know, supplies for beer making. They're like, well, if we can't buy everybody, all the breweries, then we'll buy their ingredients. How do you think of that?
They're gonna make money off you either way.
You'll all be coming through us, AB InBev.
Man, so what breweries have they bought in secretly too then?
Yeah, huh? Maybe we've been drinking Budweiser all along from somebody. Didn't know it. Well, anybody want to hear some voicemail stuff?
Yay, voicemail.
Yay.
Is there a theme this week?
We're pre-voicemailing, tailgating for voicemails, because this is Ed Winters sent us one through email, so... voicemail.
Hey, Perfect Poor, it's Ed in Wales. What's up? I'm worried about Chew Your Beer. I just heard his lost voicemails and then he didn't call in this week and I'm afraid he might be dead. So, Chew, you need to phone in so we know you're not dead.
I'm sure.
So, you saw I had some Stone beers. Yeah, they were from Berlin. So, you know, they're going to be super fresh. I've never seen
the
ones brewed over the pond in this country. So, it's the first time I've seen Stone here. I've seen Firestone, I've seen all sorts of others, but never seen Stone. So, I had them, and pretty nice. The Cali Belgique was nasty. I don't like fake Belgian beer. I like real Belgian beer. But the IPA and the go-to IPA, sweet. I would buy them again if I see them. And I've got a question. And I want some feedback from people. Lawnmower beers. I need to know if there's some special equation for how many beers I'm supposed to drink when I'm mowing the lawn, depending on how long it takes. Because I've got a big lawn. Okay. It takes me a long time. I need to know how much beer to take with me. So is it like one beer every half hour or one beer per square footage? I don't know. So anyone's got any ideas, you let me know. Anyway, that's it. That's the European report for the week.
Nice.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Wow, he even dropped the keep up the great work.
Yeah, Ed, he was referencing those lost voicemails that we didn't play from Chew because he sent too many in. And I actually, without Chew's permission, Chew, it's okay. Don't worry, man. I sent the patrons, the golden gods, got to hear that. So that's what Ed was referencing there.
Nice.
There was basically Chew just like still smoke. He was doing his all night smoke.
Talking about butts.
Smoking his smoke butts all night. And it was just kind of like randomly just talking about stuff.
Whoa.
That was pretty funny.
Listen to that. I think we need to know his lawnmower situation. I mean, is he talking push mower, riding mower?
Yeah, he says his lawn's pretty big.
Right, which is why I'm worried, because if he's pushing a mower, I'm thinking you're going to need more beers than a ride.
Yeah, if you're pushing, you need an extra one.
I don't know if I want to get more than four beers into yard work. I think if I had
that's max.
I think if I got four beers into yard work, that's when I would immediately stop doing yard work.
Immediately lie down.
Because it's okay to do yard work, but when you have to start raking and putting stuff in the trash can, that's when you need all the dedication that you can have.
Yeah, but the raking is when the power tools are done, so that's the safest time to drink beer.
Yeah, but like I said, the will to finish that portion just versus saying, fuck it, it's...
Even though these are sesh beers, right? Lawnmower beer equals session?
Yeah. I'm saying no more than four.
Wow.
Yeah, but I agree with that. I would say stop at three.
Wow.
But four for after, when everything's done.
All right.
Go for your fourth beer. You're working with power, man.
Mm-hmm.
I damn near cut my finger off at the hedger.
Wow.
One time out there, so but now it's sober.
Mm-hmm.
That was zero beer.
Oh well,
it's because your hands were trembling. You got to have a beer to calm down the trembles.
Yeah. Slow the shaking. You are not drinking a beer while working. Fine. And then boom, cut my finger off almost.
Man. And how would you rate your lawn as far as square footage?
RateMyLawn.com.
RateMyLawn. Oh, that's a new Twitter or Instagram I'm starting.
Nice.
RateMyLawn.
RateMyLawn.
You got to send in your pictures of your lawn and people comment on it. Like, yeah, I got the Instagram, but people send me the pictures of their lawn, and then I post it on the Instagram.
That is
and
epic.
Then I rate my lawn.
Those websites, they were popular for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rate my insert, whatever.
My rate my poo comes to mind.
Rate my poo, rate my man thong, other things about people's genitalia.
Wow. I'm going to start that trend again then.
Nice. Bringing it back. 2005 happening again.
Yeah, I think it definitely depends on how much work is involved.
Yeah.
Got, you know, postage stamp wand and one beer.
The whole case, man.
Yeah, whole case. Just get fucked up.
Get ripped.
Get ripped.
Get ripped.
So there. I hope we decided that for you, Ed.
I think we'll get some callers to call and weigh in. Yeah. Actual lawn jockeys.
I think that's definitely a...
we need some lawn pros. Maybe Chewy Beer's a lawn pro.
Feedback from...
He's a pro barbecuer and pro beer namer.
Yeah, I need... Yeah, I feel Chew has a lawn regiment. Although I look at his backyard from all his barbecue, and it looks like he's just got... You know, it's just a patio backyard.
Oh.
His lawn... He may have a front yard lawn, but...
The unyard yard.
Yeah. You know, he's got he doesn't have time for all that. He's got to smoke stuff and drink.
He's got to focus. Talk about butts.
Yep. It's telling you, Chew, you got to start that
share space.
Freaking YouTube channel. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? (559) 492-0542 is the voicemail line of the perfect pour. We should have a new beer before we really get serious.
Sitting right in front of you the whole time.
The whole time. It's just been sitting there. This one. I love gold. This is donated by Reggie559. I'm not sure if we've had... I know we've had sockeye before because of Reggie slash... But I don't know if we've had this one. This is Sockeye Dagger Falls IPA. Sockeye Brewing is from Idaho.
Idaho.
I don't know that they distribute outside of Idaho. I'm not aware of it. But we've had a few Sockeyes because of Corbett and Reggie.
Sockeye.
Corby. Not West Coast.
Not West Coast. Is there some six row in here?
A little six row action.
Ooh, that's really, really sweet. Caramelly
sweet. It's a sweetie. All right. There's a lot to get through this week. Let's start it. Let's get it.
The perfect pour. Check it out. Chew your beer. Just a little information, Holmes. I think I forgot to leave a voicemail. I said, so I kind of like broke my tradition. But anyways, Holmes,
just Ed noticed.
I'm a little buzzed, a little drunk. been drinking Modern Time, maybe about a 10-pack, actually about a 12-pack, two of them, eh? Been enjoying the fuck out of them, drinking them out of cans because I can, because I am Mexican. Holy shit.
Uh-oh.
On Twitter, it's no more TPS Sponge or whatever, eh? I kind of graduated, Holmes, so I follow me, Holmes, everybody. It's actually at Chew Your Beer, eh? So I switched it.
On
I sent a bunch of invites, and none of you motherfuckers have followed me, so maybe if I'm calling, eh, because I'm feeling a little lonely.
We're right on time.
Literally, other than that, Holmes, keep up the good work. Nicholas, I miss your voice.
Aww.
Matthew, I miss your beard. Mikey, I miss your antics. What is me? I'm just a little drunk, a little sentimental right now, eh? Wow. Early. Peace out, eh? I have to watch.
He's one of the sentimental type drunks. I think I get it depends on the mood. I'm not always sentimental, but I definitely get the sentimental drunkenness.
Mm.
He's still posting on both, so I don't know which one to believe.
Chew your beer.
Can you hear me? Guess what? I'm driving! Hey. Evil Circle here. Hey, so I visited a couple breweries and
really
got me to thinking.
That over.
I haven't heard you guys talk about this topic before, but calling out the breweries that are not good. Without a residence, you know, at a certain brewery, visited it once, thought it was alright. Went back a second time, which went downhill. And about third time, got my taster flight, finished about half of them, and walked out.
Wow.
So the question I got for you guys is, how many times have we visited a brewery before we call them out as a bad brewery and no longer go there? I remember one time I was out there in Loveland out in Colorado, and there's this mead slash like cider slash brewery place. And same thing, got in there, got a taster flight, and guess what? Walked out halfway through because the beer just sucked. Guys, I would never call them out by name, but I know this one in Redlands is not very good. I went out in Colorado out of Loveland. So keep up the good work, guys. Love to know what you guys think. Talk to you guys later.
Peace. Thank you, Evil Circle.
Evil Circle.
I don't know that. I think I just.
13.
I don't know that I've gone to a brewery enough to. To just decide, like, oh, this one's terrible. It needs to be. I mean,
sadly, I bet once is enough.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this is bad. I'm not going back.
Yeah. I know we have one locally that nobody talks about.
How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never, seems like I've never had that really. Is, you know, there's always something. They'll always have something.
Yeah.
You know, a brewery that doesn't have a lot of good beers always has something to hold on to. Seems like most of them.
There's one that you could at least handle.
Yeah, like, oh, at least I can get that. I think maybe I need to go out more.
There is that too.
Step We're in four. Fresno. We don't have a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of chances for a brewery to be bad.
Step one, go out and poke.
Go out to breweries. So I think that's my problem right now.
I think, you know, as far as food goes, I think it's twice before I start not going there.
Hello, this is Mr. Burns. I would like to ask you a question. What is your favorite beer to drink at an amusement park? Goodbye.
I don't think that was Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
It sounded like him.
Imposter. Imposter Burns.
Well, I think the beer at amusement park that has legendary status to me at this point is Red Trolley. Mm. Carl Strauss Red Trolley at California Adventure.
Yeah.
Because damn, that beer tastes good when you're hot as hell at afternoon of Disneylanding, and then you have a Red Trolley, and you're like, ah, this is what the real world is like again. Like it brings you back that although they had an California Adventure, they had in that diner that's by
Racers.
There? Yeah. The what was it?
Bear Republic.
Yeah, the Bear Republic.
Racer 5.
Racer 5. Ooh. That
was like
tasted damn good too.
And that was the Easter egg of the whole park.
Yeah, that was like a beer Easter egg in there.
Yeah.
And that was when Racer 5 was like the bear that was like
cool.
It was like still cool and new, like Racer 5.
Man.
So
highfalutin. Fancy
highfalutin.
Beers. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what come to mind for me. I mean, obviously, you can't drink in Disneyland unless you're in the club, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you're not in the club?
I'm not in the club.
Oh, well. Let me tell you what it's like.
I haven't been to Magic Mountain since I was a kid. I don't know what the situation's like there. So I've never had a beer in there. I don't know even though I don't know if they have beer or not. I assume they do, but. I haven't been to Great America since I was a kid. Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, I'm sure they have beer there, but I wouldn't know. I haven't been there since I was a kid. Apparently, the only place I go to as an adult is Disneyland.
So, California Adventure it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a little Tower 10 IPA.
Yeah.
The other Carl Strauss flavor they have
there. They're at California Adventure.
There was the Pacific Pier. There was a little walk-up kiosk where you could get some Sierra Nevada Torpedo at one time.
Oh, okay.
That was...
You just never know.
Yeah.
You got to look for another beer Easter egg. Yeah. Cup for Adventure.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I've heard the Island Water Park sells beer, but...
What?
I'm not sure what they have.
So
I don't know
what you Clovis do. Lakes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they do.
Yeah, they just started selling alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
There you go.
Perfect Four, Evil Circle reporting in live from Coachella for the desert trip. Fontana Jim leaked the information out during the podcast on Friday, but reporting live. They do got a beer bar here with craft beers, and they got two taps on from Stone with Arrogant Bastard and Stone IPA. And according to the sign, it is brewed in Berlin. Tasted a little bit of it.
Berlin
not style. Much different. going on here, if you guys don't know, Coachella, I'm there by Indio. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we got Bob Dylan and Rolling Stones. Saturday night, we got Neil Young and
Paul McCartney.
And on Sunday night, closing is going to be The Who and Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. Wow. So it's going to be an excellent concert. Throwing a couple craft beers here for $13 for a 16-ounce pour. So just reporting live.
Whoa.
I'll keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
Old Cella.
For a 13-ounce pour? Is that what he said?
$1 an ounce. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Coachella has the famous music festival every year. Out there in the desert, east of Los Angeles.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Hey, Paul.
From Fairfax. Hey, you must not remember this, all through the 90s and early 2000s, almost virtually all craft beer bottles were twist-offs.
Really?
I remember, like, when Sierra first came out, it was, it was a pull-tab opener, but sometime maybe in the late 80s, early 90s, they started doing twist-offs, and then virtually everybody, with the exception, I think, of Anchor, I think Anchor ever did twist-offs, but kind of like in the Pete's Wicked Ale era, they were all twisters. I totally remember that. I actually even looked this up. It wasn't until 2007, that late, that I specifically remember buying a six-pack of Sierra, and there was like a little thing dangling from the bottle explaining that they had gone back to, using an opener, and they explained why they were doing it. Most of the reason was because of oxidation, and because, at that point, Sierra was like the grandfather. Everybody followed suit, and very quickly there were no more twisties on craft beers. But, it was like a whole wave of twisties. So take that. Yeah, so I wanted to respond to Scotty B about the Blue Cheese IPA song. I think you, I don't know if you noticed, but they had debuted that beer on the show a month or so ago, and I called and said it kind of took the wind out of my sails, but I jumped back on it. And since Mikey had thrown out the idea of doing a collaborative project, I think what I'm going to do is send out the unfinished Blue Cheese IPA song, and all of you guys, including Scotty B, could get in there at some point and do the background, just the basically chanting. You know, it doesn't have to be good singing. I kind of like that, like old school, just kind of, you know, just shouting in the background. If you guys could all collaboratively do that and then send me like a separate track, and then I will mix that in, and then I'll send the finished product. So if that sounds good to everyone, I mean, I'm probably going to go ahead and do this. I'm just going to send like a rough track out, and at some point, maybe at the next show or whenever you guys could all be together in the same place at the same time, just do it really quickly. It doesn't have to sound good. Just stand around one mic and shout it. You know, listen to the rough track a couple times, get the general idea, and we'll see what we come up with. Cool, man. I will. Speaking of music, Nick had said something, and it you know, goes back to that classic episode where Mikey stole the Pliny the Younger. But Nick referred to this as Dropping Younger, and I thought Dropping Younger would be an awesome band name. So take that, Dropping Younger. Check it later.
Nice.
It did.
Peace out.
Was that almost 3 minutes? Does it look?
He nailed it.
Right to the
end. Nailed 3 minutes.
Man.
Oh, look, all now we're actually going to do the collaborative song for Blue Cheese IPA.
Yes.
And we figured out the twist off, because I was trying to figure out why I assumed it was a quality issue, why no craft breweries have twist offs.
Yeah.
And I don't remember.
Just a better crimp.
Yeah. And that's funny how saying like Sierra Nevada said, nope, we're not doing it anymore.
Veto.
And then everyone else said, oh, yeah, we're not doing it either. Me neither. Me neither. I'm not doing it either. I never was doing it.
I remember there was like a press release from Butterfields from like 03, which is our local brewery back then.
Mm-hmm.
They even had a. Noted that they were twist off bottles.
Oh.
Hmm.
So
interesting. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Everybody did it.
I've used an opener on my beers.
Well, you still could. Maybe you just didn't notice.
Yeah, you could have twisted it off this whole time.
Yeah. I'm sure I did.
I'm sure I drank Sierra when it was twist off, but just don't remember.
Well, apparently we all did if they didn't change till 2007.
You just don't remember picking them up about mid-chest and just throwing them down towards your crotch area with the twist action?
I kind of did. Now that you got it in my head, I'm like, yeah, I totally remember, man.
Yeah.
That's the action. You got to pick it up high.
That's the action.
Hoo-ah. You got to give it a hoo-ah.
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 Oh, thanks, Paul. We're in voicemails here, Paul's guys.
Paul's saving us.
Perfect pour. Hey, guys.
Steve.
I just want to let you know everything is safe and sound with me and my fam.
Yeah,
yes. We're glad you're
Hurricane
safe.
Matthew can go fuck himself.
Hey.
Storm didn't do much here in Boynton Beach. Just some wind and rain. He didn't get hit hard by it. I know to the north at West Palm and further north at Daytona and I got a cousin that lives in Vero Beach. They got hammered. A lot of down trees, down power lines, blown transformers. You know, your typical hurricane damage in South Florida. But anyway, during the wait out of Hurricane Matthew, I
get to drink.
After I put my shutters up, I had a Cigar City Tampa style lager.
Shutters up, beer's open.
I got from my local Publix. Really like that beer. It's always
somebody
good
better,
after
somebody better
doing some hard work, especially
beer.
After
shutters
putting
up
hurricane shutters. And then later on that night, I had my last Funky Buddha sweet potato casserole.
Whoa.
That night. Awesome beer.
Potato casserole.
A little stronger this year than last year. It's up to 7%, whereas last year it was a little closer to, I think it was a 5.9 or a 6. So a little more potent, but still very good. Like sweet potato pie or sweet potato casserole was delicious. And, but that's it, guys. That's all I got. Oh, my Pumpkin Madness bottle share, about a couple weeks ago. Holy crap.
Wish you're in on this, Matt.
Came over. He bought us a bunch of beer to try out.
Hurricane.
I had a couple bottles of
pumpkin beer
in my fridge, and we pretty much had tasters of everything. And by the end of it, we were definitely feeling happy and getting a little rowdy
with fatty livers.
Hey, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We didn't
drink some IPAs that level out that
hydrate that and liver. It didn't get too crazy, but we could definitely feel it, and I definitely felt it the next morning. Anyways, guys, I'm gonna continue listening to the podcast. Keep up the good work, and cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I forgot.
Huh? Yeah.
Keep up the good work, boys.
No. Wow. Hurricane brain.
Hurricane.
So, how many hurricane beers can you have?
Oh, as many as you want.
Oh, so that's not like lawnmower.
Beer. Yeah. You just got to conserve because maybe you're going to run out of water.
Damn.
You're going to need them beers.
Hurricane beers, new trend.
Trending now.
I thought there was like a malt liquor.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving. Fontana Jim here.
Everyone trying to be Scotty B.
Straighten out a few of rumors you guys are kind of hammering around.
Yeah.
Chino Yacht Club and Evil Circle, yeah, they know me.
Okay.
In fact, I'm the reason why they listen to your podcast. I'm spreading the word and spreading the gossip.
Wow.
Well, hey, spreading something already.
Cut him off.
Oh, Samsung phone.
Did your phone blow up? Fontana, are you okay?
Oh no, Fontana!
Calling the Perfect Poor Podcast.
Cut you off, Fontana.
Maybe that's why our voicemails never make it. They have their Samsungs. They blow up.
Did Kelly have a Samsung? Is that what
happened? Yeah, that was it. Didn't call back. So sorry, man. I don't know if that was us or you.
Hey, Perfect Poor. This is Justin, and I'm here with Jake from State Farm. We're here at GABF. We're standing between Beechwood and Bagby Beer, so I figure Mikey will be jealous. But, yeah, all the Beechwood you can drink, all the Bagby you can drink, whatever you want. It's been amazing. You guys should definitely come out here and do a show out here. It will be best show ever. And here's Jake.
What's up, Perfect Paul? What's going on? Condominium Brewery, Townhouse Brewery, whatever you want to call us.
Yeah, dude, I love you, man.
GABF, this amazing place. I highly recommend all the listeners to come here once.
There are no lines.
Right now there's zero lines.
Zero lines, bullshit.
Beechwood is like empty. Nobody knows who they are.
Bullshit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. See?
Cut off,
bro.
We're so jealous we hung down on you.
Another Samsung blow.
Samsung phone.
I think he did get a Samsung.
Boom.
He burnt down GABF.
Wait, I'm a little lost here.
Hey guys, Eddie Martin here with the Week 5 Fantasy Football Update.
Oh good, bathroom time.
And I have a guy who says he's representing Big Beer here today. I'm not sure how this is going to go, but I'm going to hand it over to him. So go ahead, sir.
Hello, this is Big Beer Guy. What a lovely day for a nice, ice cold, refreshing, crisp, red apple.
Yeah, bro.
Nothing hits the spot quite like it. And hey, although the sugar rush will leave you with a headache, you can rest assured that this product is as craft as it can get, brother.
Brother.
A nice bottle, very crafty. Hey, let's get into the Week 5 action, brought to you by Miller Lite. Miracles do happen, boys. Chewyer Beer got his first win. Of course, it came at the expense of Tony Bags. 2-1, 127-104. Hey, and tell that Chewyer Beer guy that we have an endorsement deal ready for him. That is, if he sells his soul to the big guys. Just kidding. We love craft beer. We're here for you guys. Hey, also, Travis H. beat Thomas Pritchard in the San Diego Hopcologist 112-94. Beat him good. Good. Like a nice Beechwood-aged old-fashioned Budweiser. Now, even more American than before. Even though we are a European company, patriotism. America's in your hands. Corey and the No Talent Ass Clowns beat Mike Pratt and the Bourbon Barrel Aged Blitzers 114-97. Bourbon Barrel. Like our new Bourbon Barrel Aged Miller High Life. Come on, try it. It's been aged in corn syrup for a whole week.
Ooh,
you know your beer geeks want it.
Right.
Limited edition. Untap that. Mikey, you lost this week to Greg from SB Beer Talk 196.
Mike. Damn it.
Try harder next time. And while you're at it, try our new Light American Style Rice Lager. Same great taste, same drinkability, and a new cool can and branding. Come on, try a Bud Light.
Yes, branding.
We have awesome celebrities that the kids love, like Seth Rogen and Amy Schumer and that Mexican guy from Ant-Man. No?
Yes.
You don't like them? I'm shocked. That commercial tested so well on our hip young focus group. Eddie and the Taco Party squeezed one out over Michael Ware, 88-81. Michael
is
now 0-5. Yikes. 0 out of 5. That's the untapped rating I give those beers that you guys are drinking tonight. Come on, save a little money. Buy the all-new Bud Light line. Gives you a nice, zesty kick of lime at the end. Come on, live a little.
That's good.
And last but not least, Florida Steve's is coming off the 200-point performance last week. Actually lost to Brian Beagle 114-83. Florida Steve committed the cardinal sin by playing the Seahawks defense on a bye week? Come on, even a complete sellout zombie brain pathetic corporate drone moron like me can realize that's just inexcusable. What's not inexcusable is enjoying a nice Beechwood Sorry guys, Eddie back here. That was just embarrassing. They said they'd
Thank you, Eddie. You got the 3 minutes in, but thank you for that Indie Beer Fantasy League update.
Yay, sport.
Big beer guy. Big beer got on the show. Now. Damn it.
At least they didn't ripple us.
Hey there, fucking guys. I went to Eagle Rock Brewing last night and had their IPA. And then their session IPA, sessions.
Yeah,
and it's pretty good. I like the little brewery, little hole-in-the-wall joint, pretty good. I was asking them if they entered anything in the GABF, and they said, no, not this year. And they said that they have to pay $150 per beer to be entered. So a little surprised, but a little... L.A. beer tasting, and yes, I went to Golden Road, the original Golden Road Brewery out there in L.A.
No, the light on fire.
Yes, I know it's sellout beer, but you know what? I could give two fucks. So anyway, just here barbecuing, some ribs and some steaks, enjoying some green flesh. See you later. Go fuck yourselves, guys.
Hey. That's mean.
That's not nice.
That's not nice. Oh! What was that sound? Sounds familiar. Can't place it.
It's called...
It's been too long.
The Unknown... The Unknown Brewing Company. I think this is Lumber on the lid. So I'm going to assume that's a Lumber Jose. But it's Over the Edge, American IPA.
Yeah. Lumber Jose.
I wanted to say that was a Metallica song, but I can't. Not the other lyric. That's it. Over the Edge. But
I can't place it right now.
I
think this is our second can. I think we've had a can.
Oh, is
this, oh.
Had it.
Had
whatever.
It.
Had it.
Yeah, one of those times you weren't here. Whoa. Now you're
lots
oh, yeah.
Noises.
Tighten that up. I need more of that orangey glob.
You're going to say, that's for you.
Oh, okay.
You have to finish that yourself.
Yes, I do remember this aroma now.
Oh, yeah, nice. I totally remember it.
Very nice.
Dorktown!
Uh-oh. No,
Wow, we got dorktowned.
You just got dorktowned. Never mind that. You didn't.
Perfect pour. Hey guys, Florida Steve here.
Florida Steve's back.
Hey. Got done listening to the podcast. Good job, guys. Matt.
Thanks.
Sorry that you weren't there, couldn't make it. Appreciated the voicemail that you left.
Thank you.
But anyway, wanted to get to my little beef with Bells.
Uh-oh.
You see, I know this is all
Bells
good fun.
From Dorktown Podcast?
I know Bells, it's just a shtick. It's just an act on what he does.
Or is it?
On the podcast, on Dorktown, or even when he comes on the Perfect Four. I know it's shtick. I know he's just trying to be entertaining. But on the same light, I want to try to be entertaining as well. So this little rivalry that we have going on, hasn't blown up yet, but I think it will soon because I left a voicemail on or for Dorktown.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I would know.
Enjoy Bells. This is going to be a little bit of a back and forth. I already know it. So, have a good time, buddy. Oh, and I'll make sure that I send you some IPAs from Cigar City. Not. All right.
Oh,
all right, guys.
So.
Keep up the good work. And cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Wow. Look for a upcoming episode of Dorktown to see how that gets settled.
212. Oh, no. 212, 213, huh?
Yeah, we're up there. Somewhere in there. I'm not sure if there will be a new one next week because producer Becky's off on the birthday holiday.
Nice.
And we might not. Sometimes she doesn't like us to do a show without her.
That's her present.
Yep. Unless
don't make me do this.
If I can't sleep through the show, then you guys don't get the podcast.
Damn it.
So I'm not sure, but we'll see. But there will eventually that will get sorted out. We're still in voicemails. What do you like of this beer, Bitter Brewer?
Not bad. Better than the Sockeye, in my opinion.
Oh, ouch.
I really liked the can, though.
It's a cool can.
Hey, guys. Can you hear
Scotty,
me?
Nope.
I'm driving.
Can't hear you.
Hey.
Who's talking?
Wait, remember that IPA I told you about?
Yeah, kind
of. It's pretty much gone. None of you showed up for the Hogtoberfest. There wasn't that much of it.
You didn't invite us. That's an invite only.
And for the latest, the Harley Quinn, that one's going to be ready on Saturday. But there's less than 2.5 gallons of that. I doubt you're getting any of that either. But you know what? I'm going to make something very soon.
Fine.
Well, I have an Isn't That Great Red IPA to be ready in a couple weeks. So make sure you get that. Other than that, I think my next beer I'm going to brew is going to be the Laverne and Squirt Lady.
Oh, God.
A Pepsi Milk Stout. And you will definitely get some of that. Oh, yeah. Because of your show that I even got the idea. Bells. Well, anyway.
I'm saving it for Bells.
I'm going to let you know. Sorry to let you down. The beer I said I was going to get you, not enough of it. I think there may be like half a pint left of that IPA, but. Oh, well. Maybe next time. Anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving!
Yeah?
Wait, and?
There was more. I thought there was more. All right. Maybe not. Never mind.
Hey, guys! Can you hear me?
Oh, man, my phone is not responding well to things being touched.
Wait, remember that IPA I told you about?
Hey, guys! My board is messing up. 559-492-0542.
Voicemails.
Hey, guys. Eddie Martin here with the Week 5 Fantasy Football.
Never mind. Man, dude. Bro, who's manning this board?
You got to go up. Wow. Don't go down.
Oh, okay. That's what she said.
Oh, my God. Is it gone? Guys, I'm not even joking. Big Beer sent their goons after me. That's why my last voicemail cut off.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. That was terrifying. They sent dudes in suits, and they had guns, and... Oh my gosh, they threatened my cat. It was terrifying. Hey, but just real quick, I did want to get a last thing. I had this Stone Enjoy by Halloween. Phenomenal. Really good. I don't know how many they have left, but I got to enjoy that one. It was awesome. Also, Dust Bowl, not too far from where I live here in Modesto, coming out with some great stuff. 10 Lizzie, the Scotch Ale, really solid. And the Oktoberfest came out pretty good as well. So next time you're in the area, hit that up. That's going to do it for me, guys. I'm going to lay low for a while. I might change my name. Maybe find a close relative. I'm definitely terrified of Big Beer right now. So anyways, keep up the good work, boys.
Thank you. Eddie, I hope he's going to be okay.
I mean, guy with no name.
He's going to be assimilated. He's like the Borg, and he's going to be in a Big Beer. Before you know it, he's just going to be ordering Budweiser off the tap.
I'll have a Budweiser.
Budweiser.
I just want to know if he rode in on a horse with no name.
Hey, guys, it's Matt Tacoma.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's up?
I'm here with your full GABF recap.
Yes.
Of course, I wrote nothing down, so I'll probably forget everything.
Poor Jake from State Farm got cut off.
I got there Thursday. Didn't have tickets for Thursday, but we went to Epic Brewing, and they had a 50 Firkin Fest. And so they had like 50 Firkins of 50 different like variants of all their beers. It was pretty cool. I enjoyed the Cajun IPA, which sticks out of my mind. It tasted like
Firkins need
Cajun
to die.
Salted peanuts, you know. I don't know if you... Cajun deep-fried peanuts. Really dug that. But every style had like a cinnamon something, and I was just walking around screaming, cinnamon's over!
Nice. It's
over, dude. Cinnamon.
It's over!
Ugh. Don't put cinnamon in beer. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, that guy's been tired of it, beer.
All right? You can do other stuff,
cinnamon
all right?
Cinnamon beer is over.
Leave the cinnamon out. It's over. So that was pretty cool. That was probably the most, you know, tipsy I got all Beer Fest, because they were like pouring out healthy pours. I was walking up to people being belligerent, asking them which one was selling the most,
like,
and they said they don't know. Then I'd walk back 4 minutes later, ask them which one was selling the most, and they act like they didn't know who I was. It was real fun. And then, you know, that led to us going to the beer line. That first time was like 35 degrees. We were freezing.
Yes, that's where the purported listener meetup was.
Then,
That
leads us into Friday. Woke up real late, real hungover. Barely got some food in time to make it to the 5:30 session. So yeah. Oh, yeah. And Thursday night, I drank like this really cool beer called Big Hoppa from Martin House in, Fort Worth, Texas. Brand new beer. Awesome. Juicy IPA. Crushable. And then you wake up the next morning remembering that it's like 12.99%.
Well, crushable.
crushable. 12.9%. Ended up, going to the session, had a lot of fun, man. I only did one session last year. Like, we kind of, me and my girlfriend scattered around. It was a birthday. You know, there's so much to do there. That's why there's four sessions. Couldn't do everything or anything. It was just, it's an overwhelming experience. Like going to Vegas for your first time. And then we went to the beer liner. We did that 1,000-person shotgun. It was so much fun. Didn't meet anyone from the Perfect Pour.
Damn
it. I'm pretty sure, you know, everyone was there. Probably a couple hundred people. You know, avid listeners from the Perfect Four were there.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds, but, of course.
Hundreds, you know, of Perfect
Didn't Wars. Recognize anyone's voice. Great times, dude. Awesome times. Raised a bunch of money for Pints for Prostates. But then Saturday, I had tickets to the member session, which starts at, it starts at noon. I probably got there about 12:30. And then I hit up the brewery.
Oh, 3 minutes, got
three
him.
Minutes.
Bit him hard. Bit him real hard.
Arr.
I think he continued, though. He gets one more, so it's legal.
Hey, it's Matt again. I know, too cold with it, but this is, you know, the biggest weekend in beer of my life of the year. So then, pick up where I left off. Saturday, we go in there. Saturday, day session, members only. Not as many tickets sold. Kind of the professionals of drinking, you know, guys who are in the Brewers Association or the American Home Brewers Association, which I'm a member of. Okay. So we ended up, you know, I kind of came up with a strategy. I wanted to go to every single state that had a Brewers Guild to set up there. And we hit up all the Brewers Guilds. It was pretty intense. Really good beers. I had the worst beer of the beer festival there. It was a sour golden ale aged in whiskey barrels and had coffee beans aged in it. Dude, think of that, a sour whiskey coffee.
No.
Horrible.
No.
Anyways. Love the guilds, dude. I highly recommend hitting up the guilds. There's a few gold medal winning beers over there. So that was fun. Took a break. Went back over to the beer liner. They had all these hammocks set up. I laid in the hammock.
Ooh.
Managed to drink three beers. The girlfriend was smart. Had a sandwich. professional move.
That is
not
pro,
on my part.
Pro drinker,
but didn't end in you know anything bad. We went back to the late session Saturday night, dubbed the shit show because everyone gets wasted. And I hit up all of the brew pubs because they have brew pubs have a big session, and I hit up all the homebrew ones, the pro-am. That was real fun. Really tasty beers, really cool people, best atmosphere ever. If you guys have ever thought about going, I highly recommend it. Become an American Homebrewers Association member. The discounts are worth it alone, and you support a great cause, future brewers out there. Tonight I'm going to my first homebrew club meeting up here. Looking forward to it, meeting other homebrewers and getting out. But yeah, guys, dude, good time.
Bro.
Best time.
Ah.
Wow. A double win.
GBF, man. We got to go. Maybe next year one of us will actually do it.
Nice.
And the final voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. This is Zoro, a.k.a. not Zoro. So, a pretty long while back when I first became a Golden God on Patreon, I sent an email saying I had some beers to send you guys. At the time, I think Mikey mentioned you guys are kind of flush with beers and to kind of hold off. And, you know, one of my initial reasons to send beers was there was, I don't know what number of podcasts it was, but you guys mentioned you hadn't had a lot of, club beers or society type beers. So, I've got quite a few Reserve Society and Hoarder Society beers from the brewery, and I've been intending to send them to you guys. But the last couple of podcasts, you guys have mentioned, that Mikey especially, that he doesn't like Belgian-type beers, and he also doesn't care much for bourbon barrel-style beers, both of which the brewery is very flush with.
Yeah.
If you're not interested in those beers, which I still have set aside for you guys,
doesn't
if you are,
good for me.
What sort of beers might you guys be looking for? I'm still in California, so I'm not like, crazy far from you guys, but you guys sometimes say Fresno distribution is lackluster in certain occasions. I'm in Northern Los Angeles area. So if I can get to you guys prefer, definitely, give a shout out on the show. Maybe let me know. Anyways, keep it up to good works. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. We don't get, cause it's hard for us to get those because, the person belonging to the club wants the beers for them. That's why they're in the fucking club. Not to send beers to us.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know. I guess, I think, I need the list. I need his list. Send me the menu.
Demanding.
The menu, which one we can order.
Yeah.
We'll do, try that, maybe. I just want all the Modern Times as society beer, beer club beers.
Yeah. Even if it's a Belgian.
Well, I'll trade that meal. Become a trader.
Yeah. Trade you for Rebel Raw.
Guys got a Rebel Raw variants because I want to have. Papa's got to have.
Oh, yeah. That's all the voicemails?
That's all the voicemails. I'm that was sad. Plenty of voicemails, bro.
And now I'm sad.
That was plenty of voicemails. And now sadness.
That means we got to talk.
The best part of the show is over. So anytime you
she called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Thanks, guys. Those voicemails. Now, it's time for looking out for beers. Let's get some beers that you're looking out for. Peter Brewer, are you looking out for anything?
I want some more Noble Ale Works in my life.
Noble Ale Works.
I won't be picky.
SoCal.
Said I'm not going to be picky. Just
just whatever. It says Noble on it. Good.
Yep.
Mission accomplished. Acquired looking out. That's it? Noble?
Yeah.
Keeping it simple.
Straight to the point.
Noble. Get Bearded Brewer some Noble. Once in a while, that Maroa Shell has had it before.
Mm-hmm.
Was that legal, you think?
Who knows?
We'll just not say. We'll say it was legal. Nick.
Hi.
What are you looking out for?
Oh, yeah.
Caffeine.
A nap. caffeine. Coffee brown ale.
Yeah.
Maybe some more Aftershock and or acoustic ales. Those two seem to be pretty hot right now.
They're the hotness.
Hotness. Like my beers to be hot.
Like my beers hot, bro. What else?
Nothing. Oh, looking out for?
Yeah.
Looking out for Eclipse from 5050 Brewing Company.
Isn't that like a $40 beer or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they do, I haven't seen their wax color list yet, but they always do
different whiskey barrels. They got a color coding.
Yeah, color coding. You got to decode your chart.
What does green mean?
Green wax and yellow wax and blue wax and purple wax. And I heard rumors of Evan Williams barrels this year. Mm-hmm.
Who knows? That brand of barrels? What's that one?
Yeah, it's a whiskey. That's the specific whiskey they age their beer in. So same beer, different barrels, and the different color waxes tell you.
Oh, which so ones?
You could do verticals and see, you know, what the barrel does to the beer.
Yeah, we don't do much verticaling here.
Because it's expensive.
Yeah. And we drink the beers. We can't, we're not, you know.
Yeah.
You got to save stuff to vertical. Vertical.
Vertical.
Vertical. Them verticals. Vertical. Mm-hmm. Well, was that? You have more?
No,
have
that's more? Good. That's
okay. Good. Well, I'm just giving an advisory for some looking outs for this, according to 3B Zine podcast. Alpine beer is going to be in cans starting in 2017. They were canning beers, Alpine beer in cans. And they're even going to include two beers that they've never packaged before.
Ooh.
Like one's a pale and the other one's something, something.
A white IPA, hopefully.
I don't know. But so look out for that. Beginning of 2017, white Alpine in cans.
Pumpkin beer. Alpine pumpkin.
To
beer.
All, and they said to all of their world, wherever they distribute their normal beer, the cans will be there.
Interesting.
So that means us, too.
Oh, yeah, us. We're in Alpine City now.
Speaking of club beers, I think this may be a club or maybe just like a small batch thing. Modern Times, Underworld Dreams IPA. If you're listening to this, the weekend it drops on Monday at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. They're having a purchase. Start lining up now. They're in. It's in cans too.
Brown paper tickets.
Cans. All these Florida listeners we have, Cycle Brewing. I'm just looking out for some Cycle Brewing. They're out of Florida. They got these trippy bottles where the design has like the same pattern, but then it has like a different pattern within it that you can like look at. And Nick might be interested because of the design work in them.
Is that like a
schooner? So I just keep seeing the Cycle.
The schooner
on it? Yeah, kind of. I keep seeing this Cycle Brewing pop up on social media. So I'm like, all right, we need to try a Cycle Brewing. A Monkish. This beer sounds terrible. I don't care. This is total label name by Ghetto Bird. And it's got a police helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got birds sitting on a phone line at wire. And then it's got a police helicopter above them. And the police helicopter has like bird claws, like it's gonna land on the bird, the line with the other birds.
Nice.
But it's the police helicopter, so
he's gonna perch on a wire next to the real
that's
bird,
just huh? A label by the beer sounds terrible, but
helicopter right now.
It's a farmhouse grisette. What? Oak barrel aged.
Good lord, what did you just say?
Gristle.
There we go, I'm all done. Ate it all.
Here's one.
There's still bone and gristle on that plate.
Here's one that's already out locally. I seen it at Fig Tree Liquor for $19. It's a variety pack from Drake's called Hop Ladder.
Whoa!
It has their Hefeweizen, their Hefe, 1500 pale, their IPA, and a Denogonizer. So
which one's the winner in that pack?
That's a fun. It's a fun. I'm going to say Denogonizer. The 1500's pretty good though.
I do like a good 1500.
Highland Park Brewery. This is another label one for me. One Up IPA, double IPA. It's a Mosaic, so it sounds good. But the can art's super rad. It's got this like this rooster, red and white, blue rooster on it. I don't know. Just the can spoke to me, so
mm-hmm.
I just want it for the can.
Label buys.
Another label buy. Society Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Our old friends.
Yep.
The Butcher, for the first time ever, is being bottled.
Whoa.
In their Imperial Stout, The Butcher. It is batch 666.
Uh-oh.
Their 666th batch.
Yep.
And this Butcher is getting bottled, 9.66%, 22-ounce bottles. First time ever.
Probably
need.
Only time ever.
I saw Bine and Vine in San Diego has them. And of course, I'm sure Society has them. So you bastards down there.
Hopefully they're not like Beachwood and be like, we don't have any of our own beer.
Go to Beachwood twice and not have their own beer.
Oh, where do we get it? We don't know.
I don't know. If you don't get growler,
you lost your own beer. What's going on?
Yeah, I have no idea. Would you like to order? No.
We have specials today. Our blue cheese chicken wings.
Blue cheese IPA.
Blue cheese IPA.
The Green Flash San Diego Brewer is having a collab with Hamilton's Tavern, the famous San Diego craft beer bar, Hamilton's. They're doing a collab. It's a sour brown at 9.3. They come in 750s.
Interesting.
Damn.
Sour brown, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be like a La Folie.
They used a yeast from the bar top.
Mm-hmm. That probably would work.
Matt yeast. Matt drink yeast.
So there you go. That's some beers to look out for.
Beers.
Beers.
I like beers.
I like them too. We should probably open up one.
Yay, beer.
Yay. There's two sitting there. They're out of my reach. One of you brothers.
I picked a couple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do it.
This one says hell on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Screw you, proper opening technique. Good old fashioned finger.
16 ounce.
I love gold.
I heard that too. 16er.
It's actually 15.9. Surprised you guys didn't know that. This is a 1 pint of lager. Jack's Abbey Craft Lagers, New England Brewing Company, custom malt.
Hmm.
Beer Geek Hells.
Where did this one come from?
Beer Geek Hells. New England Brewing Company.
Who donated that?
It was just chilling in the fridge.
Uh-oh.
I'm
peeling the label back. It's Rebel Raw.
Might be XL Payroll donated to it, but...
Yeah, there's no...
I'm sorry.
Labeling.
There was a box that didn't get labeled properly. We tried to label who it was that got it donated the beer usually, but... This one got away from me. So I believe it's...
Please call us or let us know to claim this beer.
A Beer Geek House from Jack's Abbey.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'll be the judge of that.
It's lagery, bro.
Born smooth lager style.
Little sweetness, like a honey sweetness to it.
Yeah, I got that.
Not much aroma.
Mm-mm. Definitely a lager.
No hops.
It's not bad. Yeah. I like it.
This is lawnmower beer for sure.
Oh, yeah. You can go 3 on this one. Maybe go 4.
This one goes up to 3.
Why don't you just make 3, 4? This one goes up to 3. Up untap. Get your untap going. Bearded Brewer 87. If you would like to friend him, Matt, on untap. Bearded Brewer 87. Yes. What have you? Oh, man. Oh, the beers you must have been drinking.
Oh, I just started it Thursday. So Thursday.
I had to cut it somewhere.
Yeah, we'll skip the previous week. Well, I kind of called in and said what I was drinking anyways.
You did.
So Thursday, I went and saw Blink 182 at the Save Mart Center. That was a good show.
Was a girl there at that rock show?
There was a lot of girls there.
Blink 182.
She said what, and I told her I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
And so that was a night full of situational beers. We started at, what was it?
You're like, oh man, I can tell, Ray, this is going to be a situational night. Fuck.
I've only got $37. That's at least two beers and a pretzel.
So we started, I needed food when I first got there. So I was like, all right, on a mission, got to get food. We went over to Wahoo's Fish Tacos. I naturally got the asada tacos.
Yes.
And I was joined by a friend, got me a Mondo mug of Luponic Distortion.
Oh.
So that was okay.
Yeah.
I was okay with that. Walking into the concert with one of those under my belt, I was all right. Got to the concert, the set of friends I was hanging out with, they went for the shortest beer line. So the shortest beer line.
Usually craft beer in that place.
It had had two beers I can't remember, so that's how bad it was.
Oh.
And then it had Coors or Banquet, Light or Banquet. And the Coors Light blew out, so we had to go Banquet. So
yeah, I go Banquet in that situation.
Let's go full
then Banquet. That friend split off, and another friend met up, and he showed me. He's all, dude, got to go to this line. They'll pour you a tall boy of Torpedo.
Oh.
So then we had a Torpedo and watched Blink, which was perfect.
On the right line.
And after that, we scurried over to Mad Duck, which is the brewery next to the concert hall, because we had enough time to go in there, and I got a Citra from them. Always a solid beer.
All right. It's good to know. It's still doing okay.
Yeah. And so then we fast forward to Saturday, where there was a totally 80s party at my house. not thrown by me, but I live there. And so some highlights from there. We got the Citricado, the Stone 20th.
Yeah. I like that beer.
The cousin, Zach's Brewing, he made me try a beer without knowing what it was.
Bastard.
And
oh, sure no. enough, was it a Rebel?
And he,
no, he's not that mean.
Yeah.
It was the, from Elysian, it was the Punkuccino.
Oh, you had a bio beer.
Pumpkin coffee. And then there was the Hubris, which was their IPA, which is also terrible. I didn't like either one. I'm sorry. The brother brought over an estate ale from Sierra Nevada. That was tasting pretty good.
Yeah. Out now on shelves.
From the beer fridge, I decided to do some bottle sharing. I brought out a Tecumseh from Tioga Sequoia, Imperial IPA.
I've heard of them.
I brought out probably one of my favorite beers of the night, a Comet Rider, which was a sour for modern times.
My God.
The one bottle I've possessed in my time, and it was wonderful. I want more. I want so much more.
I went all the moors.
I brought out a cake from also from Tioga Sequoia. I had an Anderson Valley IPA in there. We enjoyed a 10/31/16, a double dry hop General Sherman from Tioga, Sierra Dark Sky. You could see a pattern. I work for Tioga. It was my house. Okay, got it. Sierra Dark Sky, Barrel Aged Quad. The brother also brought over an Abyss, I believe. Yes. It was a 2015. And one of my older beers that I've had about for 3 years now was the Great Impression Stock Ale from Dust Bowl Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I think that was the first bottle run of that too. So, and it held up. It was good. And then we'll fast forward to Sunday, which was another crazy. I've been going pretty mellow before and after this for obvious reasons. Sunday I escaped out into the tower area. So I had to have a fat tire from New Belgium. When you go to Stone.
Was Rad Stacy there?
No.
Oh.
Had some General Sherman from Tioga Sequoia. Someone actually made me do a chalk sign for one of the menus at the local pub.
Oh.
So I had a Shoreline from Fieldwork. And then shower beer.
You should have named this one of our names. Put it on there.
Yeah.
You had control.
Yep. And then I had a shower beer from Fieldwork that I still my favorite.
Oh, that's a good beer.
Yeah. That's what I've been caught.
So wait, was it on tap or did somebody bring it in?
No, they had it on tap.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's gone now, bet.
Probably.
The Nick 80 on Untapped.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what happened?
Welcome back.
Hey, I've been here the whole time.
Oh, okay.
So I had all of those beers that the Bearded Brewer mentioned. I did enjoy the Elysian Pumpkachino.
Oh.
Yeah.
It tasted buy more out, like a cinnamon. Buy out
drinkers.
Yeah, but I didn't buy it. Remember, that's the rule.
Yeah, okay.
My money did not go.
I'll let you go. Situational.
Mm-hmm. The estate ale is very nice this year. I'm sad they don't wax it anymore, but I guess they don't really need to, so it doesn't really matter.
Gonna open it up.
It was just more fun when it was waxed.
Just a little FYI, Sierra.
I also had, and I didn't check it in, so I'm trying to find it out. Oh, Sleepless City, Modern Times, Coffee Brown. Last week's looking out for.
What is that? I almost bought it the other day.
It's okay. I think Black House is a better coffee beer from them in particular.
Mm. Mm. So you're trying to say brown ale is a little too thin?
No, I think it was the vanilla and the that was kind of overpowering it. I think coffee and brown work fine, much like the Drake's Electric Owl did. I think just went a little too crazy on this one. But it was still nice to have it. You know, still nice to know we're a Modern Times city. Mm-hmm. And then earlier in the week, I had a Pine and Palm brown ale.
Oh, yes.
Aptly named.
Yes.
Turnaround Brown.
Oh! The show has named a beer.
It happened.
It happened. It's on the board and everything. It's on his palette board.
Time to turn around.
When the signs turn brown, it's time to turn around. AKA, don't go in the club bus.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. All right.
There it is.
There it is. I am Dorktown on Untapped. You like to friend me?
No.
I like friends.
I unfriend you. I like
make
you.
Friends. That's not how this works. I did some drinking. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, just regular pretty old mellow. Drinking.
Yeah, I did have that Stone Enjoy by 1031 Tangerine IPA.
That was enjoyable.
It's a good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Got through a six-pack of that. Although, I've forgotten. I don't... Are Enjoy Buys always doubles?
Yeah, they're usually about 9%.
Okay. I've forgotten that. Now I'm just thinking they're regular IPA. So that thing's been knocking me out every night. It? Yeah. I've been like going to bed way earlier than normal. I'm like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I still got time. I'll do some little bit of perfect pour work or blah, blah, blah. I'll do some of this, some from the present, whatever. And then I'm asleep.
TV. Out
like nothing ever happened. I'm just already like falling asleep like a good hour earlier all week just because of this Enjoy Buy IPA. It's been knocking me out. Still some more of that Hoppy Palm from Track 7.
Oh, so good.
The pale ale. It's
solid pale.
Pale ale.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I'm just happy to see Track 7 cans back in town.
Oh, yeah, them cans looking good. But that's really all of much interest I've had this week. Been
somewhat mellow. So,
so happens when you buy Sixers.
Yeah. Oh, I did have that Tesla that you bought me, Nick.
Awesome.
So, bye. Speaking of, dun 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 dun.
Let's have another.
Hmm. Oh, that old thing.
And also, there's still some graveyard at Fig. I got another graveyard six pack.
Yeah. I'm onto the Hoppy Palm now. Who cares?
I like everybody's worried about that beer. Now it's just like.
Now it's just always. Well, it's
limited. Oh, it came back. Okay.
Well, it was here, then it was gone. Then there was some suspense. Then they released it again. And then it was gone.
Yeah.
But then everybody just like, oh no, we reordered and we're good from now.
We're good. But wait, I was panicking and buying it and stuff.
And now it's not fun.
Yeah, it's no fun anymore.
I'm probably still going to have Aurora, Hoppy Palm, and Graveyards. One of those three in my fridge.
Ooh, I saw new Orderville's coming.
Nice.
Modern Times. Fresh batches on the way.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
It's the end of the show.
We'll see you next time.
Time to give out some cheers. People deserve cheers. Cheers to Nick for doing a test batch of stickers for the Perfect Pour.
Oh, cat's out of the bag
there
now.
There may be Perfect Pour stickers heading out in the real world here.
Yeah. Send us a self-addressed envelope and we'll send you.
There you go.
We'll send you a sticker.
About self-addressed envelopes. We'll
contact us and we'll tell you where to ship them.
Yep. And sure. We'll get those out. Yeah, if it's self-addressed, I think I could handle it. It seems like we could handle sending them back out. It's the whole addressing things. So I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, make sure you're using Forever stamps. Don't skimp us with the 32
cents.
Yeah,
man, be classy. Use a Forever stamp.
Not sweating bullets in the UPS line going, are they going to know it's beer in here? Hopefully they don't ask me any questions.
You have a beer hat, a beer shirt, beer bottle opener. Is that beer? What?
Definitely, no. Yeah.
It's a cat.
Definitely isn't beer in here.
Start shaking the box.
Do this old sitcom thing where...
There's no air holes.
As soon as you put it down, you're like, this definitely isn't beer in here, this box. Okay, sir, I wasn't asking you anything, but...
Sure, no possible way.
There's no way this is beer. And it's olive oil, the best olive oil beer you've ever had. Ooh, olive oil stout.
Olive oil stout.
Olive stout and olive stout.
But if it was beer, I would chip. No.
But if it was.
But I'm not saying it is. But I'm just saying if it was.
Using the post. Probably be bad. So I wouldn't do that to you guys.
Probably bad if I told you, right? All right. I won't tell you then. Cheers to some new untapped friends and friends in general. Josh from Holland. It might be Juice from Holland.
Wow.
Smartin 94. I think that might be Eddie's. I think that might be Eddie's wife.
Not Taco Party?
Taco Party 94. That's the 90s are the best time for taco parties, just saying.
That was the epic era of taco parties.
Theo, a.k.a. J.G. J-Gossel.
J.G. Wentworth.
J-Goss, 1985.
It's your money.
The Perfect Pour Golden Gods, the one that donates money to the show every month.
Oh, yes.
Cheers to you guys.
Cheers to those guys.
It's much appreciated.
Ladies and fellas,
perfectpourpod.com. You ever want show notes or information on the show? It's all there. How to contact us and how to go to our Patreon page. If you donate money to the show every month, you become a golden god, We use that money to pay for basic expenses of podcasting. And you may be paying for stickers at some point. If you want stickers, you may get in on that Golden God action. That's what I'm saying.
Just do your part.
So cheers, cheers to everybody that helps and promotes the show, helps us promote the show. Word of mouth is the best way to keep the grow the Perfect Pour. So if you could tell friends, maybe show them how to freaking download a podcast because they should be listening to podcasts. Just talk about us. Use your social media to help us out. Much appreciated. Cheers. There are more cheers? You get more cheers. Cheers? More sure. Cheers?
Let's throw some cheers.
Let's give out some more cheers.
Corey Fisk on Untapped. He drinks at a place called Fisk Manor.
Huh, that's weird. That's the same, seems like same name.
Same name. Sounds very elegant, though. Also, cheers to new listeners of the podcast, Denny, Philip, and Becky.
Becky.
Yeah, another Becky.
Ooh, more Beckys.
More Beckys. Cheers to them. Hope they're enjoying the new pod or new to them podcast.
How do you know they listen?
They found me and told me.
Oh.
Hey, I listened to your podcast.
They found me. I don't know how they found me.
I don't know how.
Rotten money.
Who?
The Libyans.
I believe you.
Some Libyans found you?
Some Libyans found me in a Volkswagen bus. Oh, okay. But guess what? It didn't start because it's a Volkswagen.
Because it's an old bus.
Yeah.
I have just two this evening. Daryl is one of my new Untapped friends, so cheers out to him.
Cheers, Daryl.
And then the Scotty found me on Instagram.
Oh, the so Scotty. Does some light design work for the Perfect Pour. Designed a great top pour logo that would look great on a t-shirt and or sticker.
Yes.
That could possibly happen in the future. Thanks to the Golden Gods. Let's get this beer in here. It's a 6-point, man. Before we're done here, we want to drink it off air.
Can't reach it.
Boo. The bitter brewer is going
boo,
to
TX Arms.
I love gold.
There it is.
Oh. I believe this is an XL Perro donated beer.
Boo.
See if this one tastes different than the one Nick got.
Yeah.
I like it. Fits into 6-point.
6-point likes that energy drink style can.
12 ounce.
I like that. It makes you feel fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You're fancy.
Wait, you can do that?
New York's.
That's not proprietary?
One of my favorite East Coasts. This actually tastes a little better, I'm going to say.
Wow. Thanks.
Nick must have done something to that can.
Yeah. It had to go through LA smog to get here.
You just left it on your trunk.
Yeah. Open air.
Yep. Yeah, I'll be fine.
I ventilated it with smog.
Honey, that's not good for the beer.
What do you know?
Ain't a woman. You didn't know anything. Hey, I'm driving, okay? Stop talking to me. I'm driving.
You said I only have to have three when I'm mowing the lawn. I'm driving right now.
The show told me I could have 3 to 4. It's fine. Well, all right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Perfect Pour. Mm-hmm. Remember that. Perfect Pour pod on all social medias. That's all you need to know. And thanks, and have a great week. Drinking your craft beer. We'll back again. Talk about it next week. Be safe.
Yep.
Just trying to hide it. Didn't work.
Keep all your belches secret.
Yeah.